Coming up on episode number 1280. It's been 50 years, tomorrow being the absolute anniversary, 50th anniversary of the U.S. release of Abbey Road, the second-to-last released Beatles album, but the last time that the Beatles worked together in the studio. The stuff from Let It Be was actually recorded before, and Abbey Road was the last time, marked the last time that the Beatles worked together, all four of them in one place at one time. So let's celebrate it. It is the 50th anniversary cover-to-cover story of Abbey Road. It starts right now.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another episode of Coverville. Today, the Beatles, the Beatles' Abbey Road album, track by track, covering all 17 tracks from the album, breaking out that big medley that takes up most of side two by individual artists. I've got a couple covers where one artist does the entire medley, but no, not for this. We got to have individual performers doing each and every song from that medley because that's more fun. We're going to do it like we always do it, where we break it into side one, side two. So only one interruption between the first half and the second half of this episode. But before we get to the music, let's get to some thank yous. It's our top 11 today on Coverville. Yes, we've got one extra name to read because it's in the bottom of one column, and I don't want to go up to the top of the next column for the next. I don't want to split between columns for the next episode. So, big thanks to Cammie Davis, Troy Press, Scott Hunter, Edward Keppel, Steph Jones, Warren Cuvion, and John Martin, Jay Slow or Jason Sloan, Michael Couch, Brian Query, and Kathy Miller. Big thanks to you guys. You're my top 11 supporters today on Patreon.com. You just happen to be the names that I grabbed in today's list. If you want to hear your name on the show, or more importantly, if you want to support Coverville, here's what you do. You go to Patreon.com, Patreon.com, and you click on the, Patreon.com/Coverville. That last part, very important. Make sure to include Coverville in there. Patreon.com/Coverville. And support the show with however you want to do it. $1, $2 a month, $3 a month, whatever you want to put in. Hey, you can do $100 a month. I won't complain. You'll hear no complaining from me whatsoever. But all that is over there at patreon.com. Goodies available to you. And like I said, that upcoming revamp is still coming soon. All right. Well, side one of Abbey Road begins with Come Together, which is a sad way to begin the last album that the Beatles would ever record together. How about a cover of this by, who is this? This is by Mark Lynn and Manny Spinks. This was recorded in 2009 for an album called Come Together. Here it is. Here's how we begin with Come Together by Mark Lynn and Manny Spinks.
Got monkey. annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he wakes me up. Writing 50 times, I must not be so.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our heads on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we knew we can't be found. And swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what a joy for every girl and boy, knowing that they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one to tell us what to do. 'Cause I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
Thank you.
I love where that one goes. So good. I Want You, She's So Heavy, covered there by the Groove Collective. That one from a tribute to the Beatles called I Got No Kick Against Modern Jazz, a GRP salute to the Beatles. Really, really good compilation there. I Want You, She's So Heavy by Groove Collective. Before that, Heatbox with that a cappella version of Octopus's Garden. That one from the Minnesota Beatle Project, Volume 1, which came out in 2009. Melissa Ivy Band with their cover of Oh Darling, one of just a couple Beatles songs that actually have an exclamation point in the title. Do you know the other one? Let's see if you can think about that one. In the meantime, I'll tell you in this the Melissa Ivy Band, you'll find that version on the Mountain Homegrown Volume 4 CD from 2005. Steve Martin right before that with Maxwell's Silverhammer. Yeah, that's from the soundtrack to that 1978 Bee Gees and Peter Frampton movie that came out. I'd forgotten about all the people that were in that. Aerosmith and George Burns and... who'd I just see on another clip? Alice Cooper. need to watch that one again. Something before that by Monsieur Sept and Denise from A Tribute to the Beatles called Beatles Mania with an S. Not Beatlemania, but Beatles Mania. That one came out in 2011. And Come Together, start us off. Mark Lynn and Manny Spinks bringing us that one from the album called Come Together, which came out in 2009. Let's flip this virtual album over and get to side two. Dust it off here. Oh yeah, I got to use the that little cloth thing to get the dust and the lint and stuff off of there. There we go. All right, now we'll put the needle on. All righty, we're going to start off side two with Ghost, a band you wouldn't expect to do. It's such a great Beatles cover, and I love the way it turns it on its head. Here's Ghost from their 2010 album Opus Eponymous with Here Comes the Sun.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
The sun, here comes the sun, and I Too late. Yeah! through the bathroom window, protected by her silver spoon. Now she sucks her thumb and wanders by the banks of her own lagoon. She said she's always been a dancer. She worked at 50 clubs a day. Well, I knew, but I could not say. Didn't anybody tell her? Didn't anybody see? Sunday's on the phone to Monday. Tuesday's on the phone to me. Oh, yeah. So I quit the police department and got myself a steady job. And though she tried her best to help me, she could steal, but she could not rob.
and I will sing you a lullaby.
Carry that way, carry that way alone. Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I've gotta get her belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, one day I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, one day I'll make her mine.
Of course, had to include the hidden bonus track there, Her Majesty, that performed by the Low Anthem. I love that version. That was actually one of the first things that I nailed down for this episode to make sure that I included. That came out on a Mojo Magazine ride-along CD called Abbey Road Now, which came out back in 2009. Super, super hard to find. I think you look for this one on Amazon, you're going to pay upwards of $85 for that CD. So do some searching around. You might be able to find like an online copy or something. The Low Anthem and Her Majesty. Before that, The End, a cover of the last song ever recorded together by the Beatles, Yellow Dubmarine, from the Abbey Dub tribute. Of course, it was a dub track-by-track cover of Abbey Road. That one came out in 2011. The Beat Bugs, right before that, really was debating on including a Beat Bugs cover on this one, but their cover of Carry That Weight is pretty good. That one from season one of the Beat Bugs from 2016. Communist Daughter bringing us Golden Slumbers from the Minnesota Beatle Project Volume 2 album. Just been joined by a cat. Hello, cat. Where are you going? I'm going to put you right up here. So you're out of the way. Get that. Whoop. That's hilarious. She stepped on the stepped on the thing. All right, and you got to put your butt down because I can't see my notes. Come on, move it. Move. I can't see my notes. All right, I'm going to move the page. I'm going to move it over here. The Beat Bugs with Carry That Weight, Communist Daughter, Golden Slumbers, that's where I left off. Eddie Money with his cover of She Came In Through the Bathroom Window. Held on to that one for this week, even though I did the tribute for him last week. That one from Volume 1 of his covers EPs, which came out in 2009. Beatallica, which is a Beatles cover band that does their music in the style of Metallica, obviously. They did a track-by-track cover of Abbey Road in 2013 called Abbey Load. That one, Pauline Pam was the contribution I picked for this show. Mean Mr. Mustard by Samson Trin and the Upper East Side Big Band from the Abbey Road Project. Tamara Kabuchek with that really cool, almost electronic 80s version of Sun King. That one from that Beatles Mania tribute to the Beatles album. The Cooperative featuring Glenn Tilbrook on lead vocals from 2011, their cover of You Never Give Me Your Money. Ringo Ska and Because, that one from the Beatlesivra for Paraparat album. I'm sure I pronounced that completely correctly, from 2009. And Ghost began side two of the Abbey Road cover story with Here Comes the Sun, a bonus track included on their Opus Eponymous album from 2010. Whew, that's a big side. A lot of music on that side. But that's it. That's where we end. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Anything? Oh, yeah, coverville.com. That's where everything else is. Coverville.com. All your episodes right there. The cat's distracting me because she wants to put her tail in my glass of water over here, and then she's going to probably swing it all over the place. Yeah. If any guy watching the show can get a look at her here. Hi! There's the cat right there. All right, coverville.com for everything else you need. It's all right there at coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another episode of the show. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, CacheFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about them by going to frogpants.com, where you know podcasts so good, you'll want them so bad.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.